AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden tours areas of New York and New Jersey heavily damaged by flooding and tornadoes touched off by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. During a visit to Manville, New Jersey, wrecked by flooding, Biden met with homeowners who lost everything.
Thank God you're safe.
Thank God,
that's
yeah.
The most important thing.
We'll help you rebuild. We'll
figure this out. Thank you, Mr. Yeah. President.
The president admits to being surprised by the damage. He notes that the hurricane was fueled by climate change. The nation needs to change its infrastructure to deal with the growing threat.
I think we're at one of those inflection points where we either act or we're going to be in real, real trouble. Our kids are going to be in real trouble.
Despite months of protests by Democrats, the Republican governor of Texas signs a bill overhauling the state's election laws. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Election integrity is now law in the state of Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott maintains the law will make it easier to vote in Texas, providing more time for early voting and more flexibility on Election Day. But he does expect it to be challenged in court and upheld.
No one who is eligible to vote will be denied the opportunity to vote. It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot. Those are the kinds of principles that the courts will uphold.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden stands with Texans who have already begun filing lawsuits in federal court. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Colorado judge orders a mental health evaluation for the man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder supermarket in March to determine whether Ahmed Ali Alessa is able to understand court proceedings and to help his lawyers in his defense. It's separate from a not guilty by reason of insanity plea, which hinges on whether someone's mental health prevented them from knowing right from wrong when a crime was being committed. This is AP News. An Idaho man involved in the attack on the U.S. Capitol pleads guilty to assaulting a police officer and obstructing an official proceeding.
67-year-old Duke Edward Wilson entered a guilty plea to one count of assaulting officers and one count of obstruction, admitting to striking at least one Capitol police officer with his fist and striking at least one with a pole. Charging documents include videos that show Wilson grabbing a PVC pipe and jabbing at officers. He's also accused of helping to push two officers to the ground and take a shield away from one, as he and other Donald Trump supporters worked to breach the U.S. Capitol January 6th. Wilson could face up to 28 years in prison and $500,000 in fines. He remains free pending sentencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Britney Spears' father, James Spears, files a petition to end his conservatorship of her life and money. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.